Hello, Open Mic Edward here with a special guest, but this time she's not here for a long time, she's here for a shorter time. And I'm going to play a song, and she's just here to react to it because she's my boo thing. Say hi to the people.
Hi, people.
Damn, that's a sexy voice, girl. Okay. Don't make me come over there and tickle your giddlets.
Not those.
Want to hear a song?
Yeah.
All right.
I know this one.
Shoehorn to the max.
It is.
And I've got to fill the blanks in this past with the verse. We could sit around and cry, but frankly, you're not worth it anymore.
Annie?
So say hello to all the boys at the top of this table that you're under. Lipstick lullabies. This is sorry for the lost toy.
Yes. Poem?
On any other day and shoot the boy, but your simple toy, it caused a scene like this. Leave him hanging on the wall, just a picture in the hall, like 100 more. Bitch, consider this as a gift as you taste him on your lips. And he's making you scream with the sand on your hips. Hope he's leaving you empty, baby. That's a chance to count for such a simple little whore. Girls make boys cry, and your name remains the same.
Yes.
All that has changed is this pretty face. You like that shit, dude?
I liked it a lot.
So pull the trigger, it never gets triggered.
Yeah, I got it.
So pull the trigger, it never gets closer. You wanna start over, but never start over. Pull the trigger, it never gets closer. You wanna start over, but never start over. Say hello to all the boys at the top of this table that you're under.
Naughty.
Lipstick lullabies, girl. This is sorry. This is sorry for the last time. And baby, I understand that you're making new friends. This is how you get the vibe. The moral this time is girls make boys cry. That was for you.
Thank you.
Still not canceled. A cockroach can survive anything.
Through trauma, lost relationships, and disappointment, Edward is still standing.
Still standing.
Well, sitting. Probably because he's a misogynistic narcissist. This is Am I Cancelled? So put your headphones in, tune out the world, and let's get cancelled together.
Wow, 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 welcome! To another exciting episode of Am I Cancelled? I'm, of course, your host, Edward! And today we're going to be doing another Am I the Asshole? That's where we don't review Wine Time with a Gay and a Gal, and we go to reddit.com/r/AmITheAsshole. We pick out some stories. You and I have the exact same opinion because we have a what? A what? No, not a what. Not a why. A what? We have a parasocial relationship, you guys! And that means we have the exact same farting opinions on all these stories. And also, then we go and we read some comments and we realize how stupid the fucking, just kidding, the general population is. So join me, why don't you, in doing what we always do first. And you guys know exactly what that is. Do not play games with me because I'm not in the mood to be trifled with you guys. We gotta play the intro to the bit. After that, we have to pick out the royalty-free music that we play in the background. Because you guys, could you imagine
if I was just sitting here
reading Reddit stories with no music playing in the background? Could you fucking imagine that world? And, I'm sorry. I just got lost imagining it. Anyway, but before I do that, I'm going to give a Teresa update, okay? And the update is, I was betrayed. I was crowned the president of Shitty Song of the Week. That was my update last week. That I was the new president. That my voice would be heard on this great platform, Shitty Song of the Week. And you know what? They didn't fucking message me. They didn't tell me that we were go time. And now I reach out and I say, Therese, what up, girl? And she's all like, LOL, we forgot. We're gonna do it next week. Like that's a suitable. Sorry. So we'll see if it happens this week. Look, I picked out the royalty-free music, okay? This week, we're going with royalty-free autism music. Hold on.
Daddy likes it tight.
Yeah, he does. Yeah! I went with royalty-free autism music. And you know what? I'm not going to address it. I'm not. I'm just going to start playing it. And we're going to get into the first story. And you can't tell me how to run my own show. You can't fucking tell me. So let's listen here. I feel better already. Oh, no. So this is autism calming sensory meltdown remedy soothing visuals. All right. Now the audio is supposed to enhance it, but the real cheddar there is actually on screen where you can't see it. And I am being soothed from my meltdown right now, and it's actually distracting me. The pretty shapes and colors, they're going about the screen. And I'm ready to give up everything and just cry. This first story is called Am I the Asshole for Defending My Dad's Toxic Masculinity?
Sometimes you gotta calm down from your high.
your naive emotion. Look at all those pretty shapes. Do you like the fun patterns that they make? Are you enjoying this presentation?
I, 21 male, I'm sorry, was talking to a friend, 20 female, and we were talking about how she was sick because something was getting passed around at her work that she's had for a while. She was talking about how I somehow never got sick, and I said, well, yeah, I was a weird kid, might have helped my immune system or something. Then I said, oh, I remember whenever I did get sick as a kid, my mom would do this thing where she got a bunch of boiling water in a pot, put some tea bags in it, and then she'd put it on the table and I'd kneel on a chair over it with a towel over my head. So this person doesn't know what commas are, or how to use them, I should say. So the steam was trapped and it'd clear up my nose. The tea was probably, I didn't spell it right, probably just tradition or something. The main thing was the boiling water and steam. Might help you. She asked if it felt weird and I was like, yeah, bruh. It gets your face all wrinkly and sweaty. And after a little, it gets hard to breathe. But it really helps at the end of the day. I then joked about how my dad would always try to challenge me to get me to do it longer for more effect, where he'd basically call me a bitch or like a pussy or a little girl. Rough translation from our language, but it could be like any of those things. And as a kid, I'd always fall for it and go for longer. She said, that's horrible. I said, what do you mean? He was just trying to get me to go for longer to help me. And it was always playful. She said something like, that can't be playful. I said, he said that to challenge me, because without a challenge, I'd chicken out pretty fast, so there's no effect. It helped me. She said that was toxic masculine behavior. Hold on, sorry. I meant, she said that was toxic masculine behavior. I said, well, it was literally just to challenge me for my own good. Besides, that's like a rough translation. It's just like a ruder way to say coward. Oh, fuck. Little girls are notoriously cowards, guys, so don't even fucking look at this person like that right now. She said my dad calling me that was just toxic, and I shouldn't be defending it. I said she really needed to stop talking about things she had no idea about. That's also toxic. She said whatever, and was essentially silent for the rest of the call, either then giving call-outs on the games we were playing, and I'm starting to think I took it too far.
Am I the asshole? Am I autistically autistic?
Fuck, it's distracting me. It's distracting me. Pause that shit. Yes, you are an asshole because of you comparing a little girl or like all these feminine things, right? You're like, my dad would joke and challenge me to do it longer by saying all these feminine traits towards me. And I was like, I'm not a little pussy bitch girl. I can fucking stay here longer. And you see that as like a good interaction. The reality is morally or something, that's probably not the most civil way to live life. Am I right? Here's why this girl is an asshole, though. Because she just wants to say that something is something that she's heard before, right? This is toxic masculinity. How dare you? But she's like, it doesn't matter. The context of you and your dad's relationship and how you took it, this was still toxic. And the thing she's right about is he shouldn't bring it up because publicly no one's going to like this. But the truth of the matter is he understands that it's fine for him. Therefore, there was nothing done to him and she should stay out of it. She could give the advice simply that, hey, you might not want to say that in public because no one's going to understand that. And it will probably be seen as pretty toxic and that your dad's an asshole and that you by proxy are an asshole. Did I use by proxy right that time?
If you do something by proxy, you arrange for someone else to do it for you.
Oh shit. I'm still using it wrong after all these years? My girlfriend already told me what a fucking idiot I was and I didn't listen. You know why? Because I'm a toxic man. I'm a toxic man. You don't ever listen to your girlfriend! King of the Sims, shut the fuck up! No! This is the fucking thing that I always try to tell you. You're a piece of shit and nobody likes you. Stop it. I don't deserve this. You don't even know what by proxy. proxy means I'm not a fucking idiot. Anyway, scratch the whole by proxy thing that I said earlier, because intern. I should start saying intern. Intern? Is that right? No, not intern, like for a college, dude. We are so distracted.
You use intern to refer to actions or events that are in a sequence one after the other. For example,
we did a
because
voice.
One causes the other. One of the members of the surgical team leaked the story to a fellow physician who, in turn, confided in a reporter.
Now I'm fucking still confused, because if they assume he's an asshole, but then the son's agreeing with him, so they in turn think that the son's an asshole, or am I wrong? Anyway, the point is that she could have just simply explained to him that it's not a good look, because if he's just complimenting his dad, who does actually have toxic behaviors and is kind of saying shit that you shouldn't say nowadays, you agreeing with it publicly is just going to make you look bad. Let's see what the comments have to say. Uh-oh. I get that you're offended for your dad, but she wasn't wrong. Suggesting that only women are weak, that men are stronger than women, that failure and giving up are female qualities. These are all shitty assumptions. I don't think you're an asshole for your loyalty, but you will be if you continue to deny the obvious. You're the asshole. Dad equates being weak, cowardly as femininity. She's a feminine. She's a feminine, hence an insult to her. Great. Great. That is a normal sentence. You're the asshole. Your father's behavior was textbook toxic masculinity, demeaning women to intimidate boys. You're the asshole. She wasn't offended by your dad pushing you. That's not what she was calling toxic. Coward is non-gender specific in any way, not insulting to women. Bitch, pussy, little girl, implying that your weakness or cowardice is feminine in nature, therefore negative. This is very insulting to women. The implication that anything feminine is weak and bad, and that to be a man, you must shed that kind of weakness. Literally the definition of toxic macaroni and cheese. She was right. Toxic mac and cheese, dude. That's what I always try to avoid when I'm fucking talking to my father. Which is never. Next song, next story. Click, click. Thank you. Video. Am I the asshole for making my husband clean up the kitchen at night? I, female 32, am a stay-at-home mom, but also run a small business on the side. My husband, male 32, has his own full-time business with flexible hours. We have been married 10 years and have one child. This whole marriage, he has done the dishes and folded the laundry. Before children, he would do the dishes every other night, but with a child, there are just more dishes, so they need to be done nightly, or it's just extremely hard the next day. We do not have a large kitchen. So, for the past couple of weeks, he has been waiting till like 12 a.m. to start cleaning up the kitchen. So that means the food I made the night before, no. This person writes horribly. So that means the food I made that night has been sitting out at room temperature for up to 6 hours. He normally tired to... This is how it's written. He normally tired to he quickly does the dishes. He's normally tired when he does... So he quickly does the dishes. But constantly forgets to turn the dishwater on or wipe the counters down. So I'm left to do that in the morning. Yes, not a big deal, but when it's happening every morning, it becomes one. So last night, I was up late doing things for my business, and I went to the kitchen and of course nothing was done and I just lost it. I have asked nicely multiple times before, but I was done, dude. I told him it's unsafe for the food to be out. And the dishes just pile up, and I have had to pick up the slack because he forgets things. He was mad and said it doesn't matter because it gets done. So I explained to him that sure, but he is only thinking of himself, but not how it affects me and our son in the morning. He told me I was being selfish and that he has things he wants to do at night, like smoke and play video games. And I said, well, he's an adult, a part of the household, and he may not get to do those things every night because he has chores to do. He said, fine, I guess after our child is asleep, I'll clean up the kitchen then. God. But you see that the only time at night that we spend together, either eating dinner or watching TV. So I said, of course you pick the only times we are together, you don't instead not smoke or play games. He was like, well, that's important to me. So again, I blew up saying, fine, I guess I'm not important to you. If you can spell it correctly and get it right here, why couldn't you do it 2 seconds of typing ago? God damn it. He got more mad and was going on. I understand why he's frustrated with you, by the way. He got more mad and was going on about how he has so many chores and he never gets to do what he wants. He had 2 chores, as I've stated. If he does anything else, I have to ask him or it would never get done. I do everything else around the house, which I told him, and he threw back, "I chose to be a stay-at-home mom, so I can't complain. But I would be doing all that even if I was working, which I do." He said I was being ridiculed and that it gets done, and that's all that matters. All that matters. So am I the asshole for wanting the kitchen cleaned up? No, dude, you're an asshole because you're clearly an asshole. He's doing the things, and then on top of that, you're going to complain about him doing the things, right? You couldn't take 2 seconds and communicate nicely to your partner. Hey, can you try to make sure that you do these other 2 things after you're done doing the dishes? Listen, I know I'm an anomaly. I understand that after you clean the dishes, you can also dry them instead of leaving them sit out. You can dry them immediately and put them away. And you can also clean the counters and the stove after you do the dishes. It's amazing. You could just use the dishwater. Honestly, soap and water, I mean, not the dirty dishwater. You get what I'm saying? You can use the soap and water that you were just using. And you can fucking scrub the counters and then you can wipe that shit off. And then, whoa, I'm an anomaly. I get it. Most guys don't understand. They're like, oh, I clean the dish. What's snap? Why are you mad? Calmly explain. Hey, after you get done doing the dishes, could you then wipe down the countertops and whatever else you said about the dishwater, right? Instead, you have to blow up. Like you said, in this Am I the Asshole, you have to blow up at him and be a douchebag. Like, of course you do. You need to let things build up inside you and build up and build up and build up until you explode and you're a bitch. Beef that out, Editor Edward. Because you, even though here at Am I Canceled, we love women, hashtag girl power motherfucker. That's why we put that shit in the fucking title of every episode. For the most part, okay? Hashtag girl power. We love women here at Am I Canceled. But this bitch, this fucking bitch, is sitting here complaining that the man is at least putting some sort of effort in. And because this bitch runs a fucking small business on the side, aka she probably sells Avon like a douchebag who got caught in a scam because she was bored being a stay-at-home mom, so she had to find... So now she's doing a hobby business on the side and the husband's all like, bitch, I'm supporting us and I'm doing this shit. I want to smoke and play video games at the end of the night. Bitch. And she's like, oh, but when you clean the kitchen, you don't do all the fucking things in the kitchen. You whore of a man. You goddamn whorish man, child. Let's see what the comments have to say. Why can't you do it? You're a stay-at-home mom. And this is the response. Because I did all the cooking and cleaning all day, it's his responsibility to also contribute to the household chores. So we decided together that this was his. I cook dinner and he cleans the kitchen. Can he do the kids' bedtime and you do the kitchen or vice versa? And she says, that's actually a good idea. He isn't always home in time for bedtime, but on the days he is, that could work. I normally eat after bedtime, but I could make my plate so he could clean up during that. Okay. Someone simply just says, you're the asshole. And then someone says, you really can't make your husband do anything he doesn't want to. When my wife cooks, I always do the dishes. I always do the dishes after she cooks. It's the least I could do after cooking a great meal. When I cook, I clean as I go, so not much is left to clean up. And that got a downvote. So that's it for that story. We're going to say that this is an ungrateful woman. It's an ungrateful woman. It's just a not nice woman. Like, you don't have to be mean about everything. You don't have to let things build up inside. You can just communicate efficiently. I don't understand. I don't understand. Maybe that's because I am. Click. Another click. One more. Maybe it's because I'm this. Anyway, next story. Am I the asshole for not immediately telling my partner about a weird message? I, female 22, posted a risque photo on my Instagram on Thursday night, which is not out of the normal for me. On Friday, I was at work when I received a message in reply to a photo from someone who follows me that said, "Bit much, innit?" I rolled my eyes and ignored the message and didn't think much about it. About it. The next night, my boyfriend, male 28, came over after work and we had a good night. The photo got brought up during a conversation about his parents having a heart attack if they saw the Instagram feed. I then remembered about the message and told him about it. At the time, I couldn't remember what it said because it hadn't been of importance to me. I realized the dude had deleted the message when I didn't reply and I couldn't find it to show my partner. He then got upset that I couldn't find the message or remember it. He said he wanted to take some time to think about the situation because it felt weird to him. He has trust issues from previous relationships and ex-partners, so I can understand why it would be weird. After a conversation together, 2 days later, he broke up with me because I didn't see the message as a big deal and it was to him. He said he couldn't trust me because I didn't tell him and he would never do that to me. He also said he is struggling to believe that I just forgot what it said or forget to tell him. This isn't the outcome I wanted and something I was and still am wanting to repair and move forward with him. So am I the asshole for not immediately telling my boyfriend about a weird message I received from someone I didn't know? No, this makes no fucking sense. I think your boyfriend just is not wanting to be with you. I guess this would be an excuse from him, but it's not even a good one because women, especially online, get all sorts of creepy messages from random guys all the fucking time. If it's like someone local, then that's different. Then you guys have some sort of contact with this person and it makes sense to talk about it. But it's just some random fucking guy that follows somebody on some social media thing. Why would she tell you every single message she gets? That just doesn't even seem probable. This doesn't seem realistic. He just seems like he's very insecure. But at the same time, he doesn't care that you're posting the pictures, obviously. You guys are having a laugh over you posting a risque photo on your Instagram. Either he's hiding that he doesn't like that you post those photos or something. If he has trust issues, why would he be okay with that in the first place? And why would he get with you? Because he's vain. He doesn't understand how to express his feelings, his emotions, and he's just a baby. He's a baby. But at the end of the day, well, actually, you're 22. He's 28. He's closer to fucking 30. You're closer to 20. He should be more mature at this point. But obviously, he's got a lot of issues that he should probably seek some sort of therapy or some sort of guidance from somebody for. Because Jesus Christ, a message? Yeah, you don't want to stick around with this guy anyway. You don't want to fight for this relationship because look how easily he breaks things off over something that's trivial and not that big a deal. So why? That's never going to be a good partner because the bigger situations that you have to work through together, the more you're going to see that he's just not there for you. He's a flake. He's a chicken shit coward and he's just going to leave at the first sign of trouble. So why would you want someone there like that who's not willing to go through things with you? Anyway, let's see what the garsh darn comments have to say. Not the asshole. That's a bit much to ask you to immediately tell him about every rando message you get. You didn't even reply to it. True. Not the asshole, but given his trust issues, he needs a woman who doesn't post risque photos on Instagram. You're not compatible. Not the asshole. He broke up with you because you hadn't told him about the random message you had got. You hadn't even responded to. That's not your fault. His trust issues are obviously clouding his mind, but that's not something you can solve. It wasn't like the rando sent a dick pic and you didn't tell him. He overreacted and needs therapy. Dude needs to fix his own insecurities. Leave him. He doesn't trust you. A relationship doesn't work if one doesn't trust another, period. Also, for everyone saying he shouldn't be with someone posting risque pics, that is true. But he knew you posted when you got together. It's not true. Some people don't care about that, you fucking Andrew Tate fucking asshole. Shut up. It's not bad to post risque pictures if your partner's okay with it. Don't say it's true. Don't just fucking go with the crowd because you're a little fucking cuck bitch. But he knew you posted when you got together. He surely should expect some random comments. And why would you need to run all these by him? Did he ask beforehand? Does he tell you every interaction he has with a woman? It's a huge red flag for me. Definitely not the asshole. It wasn't a comment that inferred anything sexual. It feels like a completely irrelevant comment for you to need to bring to his attention. If he's so upset by such a small thing, you won't be able to rely on him when you need to. Run to the hills. Oh, look at this car. Listen to this fucking car right now. Oh, love that. I love it so much. Next song. Last story. Triple click engaged. This last one's called Am I the Asshole? for giving my girlfriend advice on professional dress etiquette. Oh, this is interesting. Me and Julie had a debate on this. Do you remember Julie, guys? That was the season of co-host. That was the first season of Am I Canceled? We're a television program here. That was the first season. I had a co-host, Julie, who I was going to college with at the time, and that's when we started this podcast together. And by that, I mean she showed up and I created everything. But we were talking about professionalism and being dressed professionally in a courtroom. And I said, yeah, you probably should be. The guys wear suits and shit. Why should a woman just get special treatment and get to dress however the fuck she feels like? If it's the judge's courtroom, then he gets to set the rules and there's a dress standard. And if you don't meet it, blah, 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 blah. And I said, if a man walked into that courtroom, then he would probably also be asked to leave if he was wearing a fucking beautiful dress. You know what I'm saying? It's a distraction in the courtroom. And just because you're all offended by your own lady parts and the guys are also offended by them doesn't mean that the courtroom changes. Can it be a sexist rule? Sure, but it's still a rule. Let's live in a civilized society while we still fucking can. It's deteriorating rapidly. All right? Shut up, Julie.
Why?
The trouble is that you're a con man.
So what's up, gentlemen?
I, 28 male, have a girlfriend, 28 female, who is a software engineer lead at a tech company but used to be a former model. Unfortunately, she still acts like a model everywhere she goes and almost always wears short dresses and skirts to very high and open heels. She even drives in them and has a fancy sports car and exists. Wow. That's not my fault. I just stared at this word for a good 5 seconds, leaving you guys hanging because it says exists, but they meant to put exits. And I'm just, you know, I'm just getting kind of nauseous that you guys all think that I'm just a fucking moron, which I am, to be fair. But it's not all my fault, because these people write like they're in third grade, maybe at best in third grade. And I'm expected to, on the fly, just translate non-grammar having foolishness. And you guys all sit there and judge me for it. And I'm putting a stop to it. She even drives in them and has a fancy sports car and exits her car like she wants people to notice her. I almost tripped over it again. That would have been the end of the fucking podcast, I swear to God. She does this even at work and then complains about people hitting on her. Men hit on her constantly in public even when I'm with her. She likes complaining about this all the time and then has even gotten a lot of people at work in trouble for it, including getting young new employees fresh out of college fired. Most of the people she works with are men. I suggested she dress more appropriately and asked her if she secretly does it on purpose as she enjoys the attention and getting people in trouble. It was a genuine question and I wanted to know and wasn't accusing her of it. She got really upset, however, and called me an asshole and said she can wear what she wants at work. She claims this won't affect her work despite all the tech layoffs right now and says she has specialist knowledge from her research when she was a grad student that the company needs and can't do without and is confident she'd find another job easily if terminated. Am I the asshole here? I'm fine with her wearing whatever she wants and was only trying to give advice. And then it says she goes to work looking similar to this and then posts a picture of a lady who is in fucking open heels. Got her long ass legs going up to her short leather skirt, but then her top only exposes her arms. There's like no cleavage in it or anything. So it's like, that's fine. That's fine. Am I the asshole? Dude. Listen, you're an asshole just because that's how the world works. You're an asshole because she gets to wear whatever she wants, right? Here's my opinion on this, though. Elena, close your ears.
The trouble is that you're a con man.
Elena, I swear to God.
What the fuck?
Here's my opinion on this. She wants the attention. She wants the attention really bad. And I've gotten into so many arguments with women over this because women go, I wear what I wear for me and not for no man. Right? And it's like, sure. And then my girlfriend tells me, Snooky Buttons, please keep your ears covered. She tells me that women dress up for other women, which I can see that point. But the point of she doesn't want attention is ridiculous, because there's some attention wanted from wearing some sort of flashy outfit that makes you look hot. You want some sort of attention. It doesn't make any sense to say I'm doing it for myself, because if you were staying in by yourself, you would wear the same outfit and get ready in the same way. But you fucking don't. And you know you don't. So don't fucking lie to me. The other thing is, you're getting upset. She's getting upset that men are hitting on her on a daily basis. She comes home and complains to her boyfriend, man, this guy hit on me today. This guy fucking hit on me today. That I can't stand that everyone's hitting on me all the time. And then the man, being a problem solver, goes, hey, maybe if you wore something else that was less revealing, you wouldn't get hit on as much. And she's so fucking offended. As soon as he said that, she was like, that's what's called a solution to a problem. Rather than go and do the same exact thing every single day and getting the same result, but then just continuing to do the exact same thing every single day, you're not looking to solve the problem. You like that attention in some way. You do like it. If you don't realize you like it, then you're a little slow, and that's okay, but you apparently have some grad school degree, so I have to think that you can process information on some fucking level, dude. You're talking about the research you did that your company is excited about or whatever the fuck, right? You should be able to process the fact that if you keep dressing the same way that you do, if you keep acting in the same way that you do, and the same thing happens every day, it's gonna continue to fucking happen every single day, and you know that. So if you hate the response so much, you would change something, but you're not, because you like the fucking response. Hashtag girl power. Can I get an amen?
Clout. Give me clout in my mouth. I want clout.
That's her theme song, dude. I'm telling you right now. Let's see what the comments have to say. They're going to be so predictable. I already know it. Here we go. You're the asshole. She dresses like that. I don't see a problem with it.
Really?
Sorry. You sound super insecure though. Oh, offering a solution to the problem is insecurity. Of course it is. If a man has any opinion about a woman, or tries to give any advice to a woman about womanly things or anything in the woman sphere, he's insecure. And don't fucking forget that shit. Unsolicited advice for women is generally a bad idea. Then don't make the same complaint every fucking day. You're gonna get advice. That's what a man's gonna do. I know women all want men to sit and stare blankly like a idiot, like an idiot staring back at you. But that's not how the fucking world works. Men are what men are, and women are what women are, for the most part. Okay, don't even get into the other conversation. We're not going into that. They are what they are for the most part. So a man hears a problem on a daily basis. He goes, how can I solve this problem so this woman isn't fucking saying the same shit to me every fucking day? Let me give a solution, or a possible solution to this problem. But no, that's bad. That's sexist. That's inconsiderate. I don't want your fucking solutions. I just want you to listen to me whine and bitch. We know. We know, but we don't want to listen to you whining bitch every day. Do you get it? That's the fucking crux of the whole fucking issue, is we don't want to hear the same shit every day. Fucking do something to solve it. God damn. Reading this post was cringy. You're a paragraph away from manosphere. I'm sure that means something. I'd suggest getting a grip before you get dumped. I'm sure he'd be better off. She seems like she really wants the attention of people. She works in a male-dominated area. And she's dressing like this, not for women, as my girlfriend would say, because there are none. So it's the guys. She wants to tempt the guys. She's a fucking succubus. She's a goddamn siren, dude.
Look at me and my legs so long. Look at my toes. He's flapping out of my high heels.
And then you get close to her and you're like, oh, hey, I'm new here. I just got out of college. Are you single or something? Rape! 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 Shit, I guess I shouldn't scream that. Anyway, it's bullshit, dude. Fucking admit to what you're doing, motherfucker. Here's some more comments that are stupid. You're the asshole. Man wants a hot girlfriend. Man then wants girlfriend to cover up so other men don't notice her. Man fails to notice that men hitting on colleagues is not a good idea in the workplace, and perhaps it is a man and men that need to control themselves. Good one! That's not the issue. She likes it. She likes the attention. Be fucking honest for once in your goddamn woman life. If men want to, they'd hit on a woman wearing a bin bag. You're the asshole. So not the point. You're the asshole. If she dressed unprofessionally at work, that's not an invitation for sexual harassment. But it is an invitation for me to say that you want the fucking attention. That's an invitation to take this issue to HR if it causes. Of course, because as I've stated in a past episode, HR was created so that people could do what they fucking want, even if it's not reality. Okay? HR stands for, huh? Really? And you go, no, it's a false allegation, but it doesn't matter because I just made it. So you have to act on it. So do it. That sounds like I've had issues with HR in the past, but I really haven't. I've never had to deal with HR for anything. Your title is misleading. You didn't give her advice at all. Like, I genuinely cannot understand how maybe you just like attention is even supposed to be advice in any way whatsoever. You're the asshole if that was unclear. He asked her if she liked the attention and said, maybe you should dress in a more professional manner. And then said, maybe you like the attention. I know that these people don't have any fucking reading comprehension and can't write sentences to save their fucking lives. But can you try? Can you fucking try? You're the asshole. So you're blaming your girlfriend, but not the other people. What the fuck? You're the type of person who would ask the victim what type of clothing they were wearing. You're disgusting. Good one, dude. Good one. I ain't even got anything left in the tank, dude. That's going to do it for this episode of Am I Canceled? And also, Am I the Arsway 69? And with that being said, if you'd like to follow Ahamua on Twitter, I'm sorry. I'm so fucking sorry. I'm in a mood right now. Hyper/misogyny. Those are my pronouns right now. God damn it. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can do so by searching at Deadward underscore. That's at DEDWURD underscore. And if you want to follow me on Facebook. Fuck you! Fuck you! I deleted it, so you can't. Can't because I deleted it. And with that being said, my name's Edward. This just so happens to be Am I Canceled? And I will see you in the next one. Goodbye.
Well, that was an awful show. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week to find out if we're canceled. Until then, this has been Am I Canceled?